James Reynolds, thank you very much.
25 to 7. More problems for Liam Fox, this time to do with the break-in at his house during the election campaign in May of last year. Our chief political correspondent is Gary O'Donoghue. And The Sun is reporting this morning on its front page, Gary, that, I quote, Tory chiefs lied when they claimed under fire Liam Fox was alone as burglars raided his flat. All very strange.
Yeah, it takes a bit of unpicking this, John. Basically, during the election campaign last year, right at the height of the election campaign, we came in one morning and were told that Liam Fox's flat in London had been burgled. And I actually spoke to a Conservative Party official that morning, and I was told that he was alone in the flat at the time, that what had been taken was a mobile phone, a laptop computer and a set of keys to his car, but that he was alone. Now, that transpires not to be true. And Liam Fox, in a statement last night, said that there was a friend staying in the guest room in his flat. His wife had been stranded by the ash cloud over in the Far East. And he says the friend was not Adam Werrity. The Sun this morning are suggesting that it was a younger man that was in the flat. Now, the other part of Liam Fox's statement last night, which is interesting, is where he says, I was a victim of a violent crime and I'm appalled at being portrayed as someone with something to hide. Now, I think what he's alluding to there is innuendos that have swirled around, if you like, over the years about his private life. He did actually address that, these innuendos, directly in an interview back actually in 2005 when he was running for the leadership of the Conservative Party at the time and was asked about these rumours. And he said at the time then, I know that some people use smears and I've heard them for years. They say, why aren't you married? You must be a playboy or a wild man or gay or whatever. Well, I'm getting married in December and I'm perfectly happy with my private life and it remains my private life. So these issues have swirled around Liam Fox for a while, and I think what you're seeing in his statement last night is him trying to, in a sense, trying to address those again and trying to make it clear that people should keep out of his private life.
Is this damaging?
I think that's very difficult to tell. I mean, I think it's perfectly possible. I mean, he says in relation to the burglary last year that he did tell police there was someone else in the flat, and he doesn't understand why briefings were made to the effect that there wasn't someone. And I can confirm that because I was there that morning and did speak to someone directly who told me that there was no one else in the property when it happened. So that is true. Whether it was deliberate or a miscommunication, we simply don't know. The real crunch